Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, I leave you. I would like to leave behind me a legacy. When I'm dead and gone, إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عمله. And when a person dies, his work is cut off. Soon we die. Yesterday we buried our sister Medina Abdul Sabur. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on her and fill her grave with light and give her Jannah. But when we die, our work will be cut off. No longer could we make a contribution to society. إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ قَطَعَ مَلْهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَثَ. The Prophet said that when you die, your work is cut off, except for some exceptions. There's three of them. But one I would like to talk about just for the next few moments. Wouldn't it be nice, brothers, that before we died, we could have built a monument for Allah so that when our children and our grandchildren come, they could say, look what my grandfather and my grandmother left for me. 1981, Allah blessed us, and we found this place, which is now known as Masjid al-Taqwa. It's okay, alhamdulillah, it's a house of Allah, it's humble. People come here for prayer 5 times a day, we come for Jummah prayer. Over the years, we've done something for Allah, alhamdulillah. And we're grateful for Allah allowing us to do something. So even if we die today, we could say we left something. We left a building. But I would like to leave a bigger building, a better building. So we decided, you with me, to tear this structure down and build a bigger building, a 4-story structure. And we said we wanted to do it. We hired an architect. Costs money. You charge about $100,000 to make the plans. That's the way it is. Allah allow you to trade. Give us your ability as an architect. I can't design a building, but somebody can. So I pay him the money. Give us the plan. I can't build a building, but you have contractors who know how to build. So we pay them the money, and they build. It's a matter of exchange. And you see, brothers and sisters, this fair exchange is what makes the world beautiful. But Allah gives us boundaries in this exchange. How do people exchange wealth? You know how people exchange wealth? Somebody, late at night, stand in the shadows, wait for somebody to come by, a victim, take out a gun, and rob them. And take their money and put it in their pocket. This is an exchange, but this exchange is haram, not permitted. How do people make money? Somebody stands on the corner, and your little son comes by, they say, come here, boy, I got some drugs for you. And they sell the drugs, they sell the cocaine, they sell the crack, and your son becomes addicted to the drug, and they buy it, and get hooked on it, and continue to buy it, and then they rob other people. Exchange, but it's not fair because it's haram. Go down streets and see alcohol being sold. Exchange, but haram. Now, brothers and sisters, Allah has a way also of exchanging wealth. When you die, your wealth is taken from you and given to someone else. So if you don't spend it, you're going to lose it. You can't take it with you. Exchange. And now, I want to bring this jama'ah from weakness to strength. How are you going to get the money? Usman told me, Imam Siraj, the community is poor. brothers, they're selling incense and oil. Some of them cab drivers. We don't have a lot of money. We don't have a lot of doctors. We don't have a lot of money. How are we going to get it? And I decided, with the help of Allah, we're going to prove that Allah is great. We're going to take these people considered nothing, that people would hardly look at a second time. Poor people. And use him to build a monument in New York City, in America, inshallah. So I tested the community. I said, let's have a program. Let's bring some speakers to have a program. So tomorrow, inshallah, we will be at Brooklyn College. Guess what? You didn't realize how good you were. You sold all the tickets. Now, inshallah, we will make at least $50,000. Maybe $100,000, maybe $300,000. Before tomorrow is finished, maybe we make $300,000 as a sign to show you. Because you know what I learned? The bottom line, that even in this work of Islam, we need salesmen. And you know what? We're not going to stop at Brooklyn College, inshallah. We're going to go in places of this city that you never dreamed that we can go. And you will see this little masjid here, this poor masjid, humble, poor people, inshallah, will raise $40 million for Allah. Wallahi azim, inshallah. And we have a way. But I want you now to just be with us and help me to build this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the bottom line, I'm telling you, you're going to have to be salesmen for Allah. If you can sell incense and oil to a woman, maybe you can sell them the idea of becoming Muslim. Because the bottom line is salesmanship, to convince someone. If Philip Morris company could spend 1 year, $1 billion advertising their product for you to buy a cigarette. And if people can pay Philip Morris $55 billion a year so they can smoke cigarettes. If Shaitan can convince you to smoke cigarettes, some of you right now smoke cigarettes. I can't believe it. But right now, some of you right now, if I go in your pocket, I'll find a pack of cigarettes. Yeah. That's some of them I can see. If you are smart, you throw cigarettes away today. Never pick them up again. You're smart. If Shaitan can convince people to buy alcohol, it's no good for them. If American people can spend more money on illegal drugs than they do on food, more money on illegal drugs than they do on clothing, more money on illegal drugs than they do on healthcare and education, then I mean, you tell me we can't convince some people to spend on Allah and get for them a place in the hereafter? No. I'm telling you, inshallah, by next year, the Muslims in this masjid, inshallah, we're going to rent Madison Square Garden. And we're going to sell it out. We're going to convince, inshallah, 20,000 people. If you don't help me, wallahi, in my own mind, I'm going to try to find 20,000 people to go to Madison Square Garden in the program that we're giving. I'd rather for you to help me. And after that, inshallah, we can go to Shea Stadium. 55,000 people. We're going to call them for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After we go to Madison Square Garden, we're going to go to Jacob Javis Center. 30,000 people, we're going to call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we're going to go to Shea Stadium, 55,000 people, inshallah. Oh, we know it's too much, we can't do it, why not? I want to be a salesman for Allah. And I'm telling you, if 20,000 people can go to Madison Square Garden to watch somebody bounce a basketball, why can't
Imagine if we convince 20,000 people to come get some light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to improve their lives. Tell me 55,000 people can go watch a baseball game? Not once a year? 60 times a year? To go watch a baseball game, you mean to tell me we would have the ability to use our tongues to speak for Allah, to influence for Allah?
I want some salesmen for Allah who are not afraid of rejection.
I want brothers who are not afraid that somebody say no. I want brothers who go out there and say, oh, say, sister, come to Allah without rapping to her. I want men who are being salesmen for Allah, who's righteous, who will never sell that which is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salesmen for Allah and saleswomen for Allah. If a woman can sell her body as a prostitute,
you mean to tell me we can't convince people to come into a masjid, to come into a program? I'm not taking no for an answer anymore. The time of weakness is over. I've made dua to Allah, and I'm telling you now that Allah gives us a commodity. If he gave the oil to the Arabs underneath their feet, and they became wealthy as a result of the oil that Allah gave them. If Allah can give people rice and sugar in one country, oil, copper in another country, fish in another country, I'm convinced that everybody has something that somebody wants. Allah even made a state of Florida, made it a state that the natural resource that they have the ocean way. And then it became a tourist attraction. And they put Walt Disney, Disneyland there, a world there. And people come and pay millions and millions and billions of dollars. Why? A resort. Everybody Allah gave something. And I'm determined that Allah, inshallah, will give us something here that we will become wealthy for Allah and build for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is my dream. But we can't do it if we're weak. And this is why the Prophet said, Allahumma inni a'udhuka min ajzi. I seek refuge with Allah from being impotent and weak. And you can't build it if you're lazy. I don't mind, brother, if you try hard, but don't be lazy. Don't sit at home because you can't win if you sit at home laying down all day watching TV. Those days are over. Turn off the TV. Even throw it away. And get in the field. The gold is there in the field. So I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek refuge with Allah from weakness and laziness. Allahumma inni a'udhuka min al-'ajzi wa kasal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims, to strengthen them, to forgive the Muslims everywhere. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the Muslims in this masjid. We ask Allah the Almighty to forgive the men for not being men. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the women to become strong and supportive of their husbands. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the men strong, that they may be good, strong examples for their children, that their children may grow up looking at their mother and their father's good examples. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims in every part of the world where Muslims struggle. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise up the men in Palestine, help them fight jihad, peace and bidillah, and take back the land of the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims in every part of the globe, in Bosnia. Help the Muslims in Afghanistan. Help the Muslims in Kashmir. Help the Muslims in every part of the globe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to forgive us our sins and have mercy upon us. And guide us in Surat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our program successful. Every program that we have for Allah, fill up the house, bring the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the speakers, to teach the people, to raise the consciousness of the people, to give enlightenment to the people, to guide the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we may become rich so that we may build for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواج محمد وذريات محمد تسليما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثما كما حملت الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واغفر لنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. قامت الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. Any brothers outside? Any brothers outside? Brothers, check and see if any brothers outside. Are they Omar? They are? No. No. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك الفضل الله يؤتي من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين هملوا التراث ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارها بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة وينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون. وإذا رأوا تجارة لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما. قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد الله اكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله اكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم